but I'm not the girl of your dreams. Cause I've been rocking and dodging the beat of love. Baby, I'm not the one for you. I'm not leaning on cause you know my truth. But I know just what to do for you. Cause when that Jones come down, eh, nah, 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 nah.
Welcome to my sister's circle. Whew. Hi, everybody. It's been like a long 2 weeks. I haven't been on in 2 weeks.
No.
Hi. Oh,
hi.
How are you?
I'm good.
So gorgeous.
So do you.
Thank you. Nee, are you there?
Hey,
Nee.
Hey.
How are you?
Hey. I'm good.
So, guys, welcome to my sister's circle. It has been a long 2 weeks for me, but it has been a week since we have not appeared on live. So we thank you guys for joining us again. It is 7 o'clock on a Thursday here in Southfield, Michigan, and we are super excited to be here today. It has been a challenging, few weeks. Actually, it's been a challenging month for me, a whole 4 weeks to be exact. Mm-hmm. But I am here. I am excited to be here. Okay. I'm excited.
This is a good day.
It is a good day. Yay. So to my right, for those that are new watching My Sister Circle, I have the beautiful O here.
Hi.
Virtually on, as you guys can see. I'm not sure if you see her on right at this second, but now you do. And that is the lovely Miss Nee. Hey, Miss Nee.
Hey.
And I am your host, Dawana, and I am, Coach D. And I am excited, for real, guys. I'm super excited to be back here in the studio. Are you excited, O?
I am. I think it's been 2 weeks for me, too. I haven't been here in 2 weeks.
Oh, because you were virtual.
Yep,
No, you weren't. It was just me and Nee.
Just you and Nee. Then so I was virtual. So, yeah, it's been like
three weeks.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
Too long.
It has.
Yeah.
Yes. So, Nee, how was your week?
My week has been good. Yeah, my week's been good. It's been productive. Yeah.
Productive. I love to hear that it's been productive.
Yes.
I ain't got no complaints.
Guys, the first thing I want you guys to do is like, share, and invite. I want you guys to tag at least 5 to 10 people on each person that I see on. I need you guys to tag host. I need you guys to share it real quick. Okay. That's what I need you guys to do. Stop, let's share. Do that real quick. Share the video. However you do it, just share it. Go ahead, share it to your page. Invite people on, everybody, because this is an amazing show, and I am super excited that we get to. I'm excited to do what I do.
Yes.
I'm excited that you guys are a part of us doing this. It's always exciting to know that the platform you sit on makes a difference.
Absolutely.
That's exciting to me. So thank you to the One TV Network
for
even having My Sister Circle, because without the One TV Network, honestly, the beautiful background and the virtual remotely things that you see, those things couldn't happen without our producer, Charlie. So thank you, producer Charlie.
Thank you, Charlie.
You can say you're welcome. Let us hear you say it. All right. So we have an amazing show for you guys today. We have an amazing topic. Now, I'm going to go ahead and give you guys a disclaimer. I don't know, Nee and O, if we're going to for real dig into this topic.
Okay.
So we'll actually bring this topic back next week as well. So just to give you guys a heads up.
Awesome.
We will bring this topic back again next week because we honestly have an exciting show today.
Super exciting.
With an exciting guest today.
Yes.
So I'm excited about that within itself. So our producer said he's excited too. So that's what I need
you guys to do. Stop smiling like this.
I know,
like,
right? So I need you guys to tag, share, and invite people on, because I want you guys to be a part of this. Because to me today, My Sister Circle makes history.
Yes,
for us,
it is.
And I'm excited about that. So I want everybody to join in. I don't care if you a hater and you ain't never watched or you have never watched our show before.
Shame on you if you are.
Come on in, because listen, it is always exciting to be a part of history.
Yes.
All right. And I think this is history.
So you might as well celebrate us.
Might as well celebrate with us. You know what? But even haters love to watch, though. But no, all jokes aside, I that was just a joke, seriously. Mm. On a more serious note, we have some amazing people that support us.
Yes.
Wouldn't
and we've been getting such beautiful feedback. Like, I've gotten a lot of really uplifting, positive. Thank you for this topic. Mm-hmm. Thank you for that. I love you, ladies. I get it all the time. So that's how you know. I've never gotten a negative anything. I've always heard positive feedback, and that lets me know that we're doing something good.
So hello, everybody online. If you just tuned in, I want you guys to like. I want you guys to share. I want you guys to tag some people in because we need everybody on this show. Like I said, this is a history-making show, so we want everybody to tune in today, especially because we have a special guest, and we want you guys to be introduced if you have not already been introduced to our special guest. So I want everybody to tune in. So the first thing we're going to do, we're going to go into our Sister of the Week.
Yeah.
Before I go into Sister of the Week, do either of you have anything great to say today?
Now I'm excited for the Sister of the Week.
Yeah, I'm just excited.
You excited for Sister of the Week?
Yeah, I am.
Okay.
I am too. And it was my turn this week. And you know me, I always go through, like, in my mind, like, I want to make sure that I'm picking the right person. That's so important to me.
I agree.
And I know this is going to sound kooky, but, like, God literally will, like, do a Rolodex of, like, women that I know that have, like, done something to my mind, to my heart. And he literally stops the wheel, like, her. Ooh, every time I pray about
that's
it.
That's me.
Yeah. So I'd be like, okay. So as soon as you said do it, I prayed about it. And it took me a day, and I was like, Lord, are you sure? Yes, you're sure. Let's go ahead and rock and roll with it. So our Sister of the Week this week is, drum roll, even though I don't have a drum.
Yes.
Anissa Cookie Perry.
And she's on, by the way.
Yay.
She's here.
Yay. I'm so glad.
She always tunes in, though.
She does. She tunes in.
Congratulations.
And I picked her because not only is she a beautiful person inside and out, but the topic of today's show ties in so well with what I think about Anissa. I always call her Cookie.
So do I.
But I never call her by her first name.
When I see Anissa, I be like,
who is that?
Every
I don't know Anissa, but I know Cookie. But I picked her because, and I'm not going to divulge her business, but I will say this. She has been faced with some incredible obstacles as a daughter, like we all have, but as a daughter, as a mother, as a woman in Christ. And the thing that always sticks out to me about Cookie is that no matter what the storm is in her life, you will always find her rejoicing because she knows that something good is going to happen on the other side
of
that.
That's amazing.
And I don't always feel like that. So if I feel like, even if I'm feeling kind of crazy, she will miraculously pop up in a text message or will just FaceTime me. And she literally does it all the time. Like, sis, I know you're busy. I know you're working. I know this, but I want you to know that I love you and I'm thinking about you. But she is always so positive and always so helpful. And anyone that comes in contact with her, the love that she gives you is infectious. And if you don't feel loved after you've been in her company, there's something wrong with you. It's nothing wrong with her, in my opinion. Honestly, it's got to be something wrong with you because she just oozes love and affection and kindness. So that is why I chose her. You're an incredible woman. Your positivity, the way you ride for your family is bar none. And I just salute you and take my hats off to you, sis. I love you.
That's so dope.
That's
awesome.
You
look so beautiful today.
Thank you.
For real? I popped up on that screen, and I'm just like, my goodness.
Thank you, because I've been looking like a real ragamuffin for the past couple weeks.
No, boo, you pulled it off today. You look amazing.
Thank you, Kate.
Hold on. Listen. Come on, ponytail.
Girl, I'm like, okay, I see you. We got the
Do that again.
You guys will
You better do that.
Listen, if you would have saw me a couple days ago, I look like alms for the poor. You hear me?
Oh, no.
Put some change in my coffee cup.
Do me a favor and turn your volume up just a tad bit. Or, I'm sorry, Charlie, can you turn? Nope, not you. Nope. Charlie, can you turn her up a tad? It is a little low for me today. Okay.
Let me see. Hold on.
Oh, that's much better. Go. I love that. That's much better.
Good.
Okay. So we got a comment from after we had to, you know, address the beauty in the room. So we have a comment from Cookie, and she said, blessings for these words. You are awesome to have said these things. You are my sister. No blood can make it more real.
No, ma'am.
Congratulations, Cookie, on being our sister of the week. So, 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 so well deserved.
Absolutely.
So well deserved. So I'm excited about you choosing her. And I know it's like always strategic when we choose a sister of the week, like you said. Even though Nee came on new with us, Nee strategically chose sister of the weeks as well. And it is always it's always a moment in clarity when you choose that sister of the week and you have no idea that they actually need that choosing at the time. You know, so that's incredible. And when we choose sister of the week, I'm so glad that we for real are led to choose who we choose.
Yes.
So.
Right.
All right. So what time is it? Because we got to stay. Listen, this is a day that we going to stay on a real time limit. We got to be strategic about this time today. Mm-hmm. So what's the time today? Because, y'all, my Apple Watch is dead.
It is 7:16 on the dot.
7:16?
Yep.
Yes.
All right. So real quick, our topic today is recovering after the storm. Mm-hmm. And we're going to talk about this topic for 4 minutes, 4 seconds. All right. Mm-hmm. Four minutes. Charlie, keep us with it.
Right.
And the 4 minutes. All right. So, actually, you can give us 5 minutes, okay, on this topic. All right. I know that minute. All right.
So, that minute.
Recovering after the storm, what does that look like to you guys?
I think it's how you, like, bounce back, your recovery.
Okay.
You know?
All right.
That's what I always think of. What am I looking like after recovery?
What does that look like to you, Nee?
Wisdom. Like, especially.
Okay.
Yeah, I like that.
So for me, recovering after a storm, I always assess what happened during that storm. So in order for me to recover from any type of storm that I'm in, I need to assess it first. Mm-hmm. I need to be still. I need to listen. I need clarity.
Yes.
Because I need to know, for me, I have to actually go down the list and assess what in the world went on. Even that's just my recovery process, because I need to see, even if I got to write it down, if I got to cry it out, but I have to be still.
Yeah.
In a be still posture to understand what this storm was about. Because at that moment, now I need to allow the restoration to come from that recovery, because it's always restoration in that, from that reconstruction. Because think of a storm coming, a tornado coming in and tearing a whole city up, and there's going to be some reconstruction done because things are tore up. But in that reconstruction, there's restoration,
Absolutely.
And so I really have to assess. I got to sometimes just like shut down, and that's where I'm at right now.
There's nothing wrong with that, you know. I think when you're going through a storm, it's like the thing I always try to remember is like, okay, maybe like toward like the beginning to that midway, I'm like, there's a reason that I'm in this, and there's something that I need to take away from it.
Absolutely.
I'm always looking for the lesson, because I never want God to make me have to be like, oh, you didn't quite get it this time around. Let's double back. No.
Exactly.
I want to get it now, because I don't want to revisit it, and I don't need a instant replay, chopped and screwed.
Right.
I want to take it now and move forward. So I always am trying to pay attention to what is the lesson, what do I need to change about myself or the situation, and then I want to come out.
You know, and you saying that, go ahead, Nee.
No, yeah, that's why I said wisdom. It's like anything that's happening to me, anything that has happened to me, I know that is to make me the person I've been praying to be, the person that I'm supposed to be. So I know after a storm, after I come out of it, I know I had to have gotten something from it.
That's
and
right.
If I don't realize it right off the bat, like Juana said, sitting in it, I got to sit. I got to say, okay, so why did this happen? Especially if it happened again, like you said, if it come around, because I didn't been around again.
Like, oh, here we go again.
I'm not trying to go through again, but no, I've been around again. So it's kind of like now that I've been through things twice, I'm kind of like, okay, so what is this about? You know what I'm saying? What you trying to tell me, God? What am I supposed to be changing about myself? What am I supposed to be getting out of this situation?
And even, you know, for me, understanding my limitations during my recovery process.
Yes.
because everything can't, you have to know where you are in that recovery process and understand that the things that you accepted before, the things that you went through before, you have to know your limits during that recovery process. So, all right, cool. We're going to definitely come back to the topic as much as we can with the time that we're going to have. But again, I did say that we will come back with that topic next week as well. So, okay, cool. So, okay, no problem. So, I'm going to let O introduce our special guest. You okay?
I am so excited. We'll have to talk about the excitement that I feel later.
Something unplugged?
You're good. Okay. But yeah, I am so excited. We are so excited.
Before you introduce her, let me give you guys a quick, okay, so I just want to shout out my mom.
You have to.
I do. Because of my mom, we were in Chicago. I think I told you this before. But my mom was listening to the show, and she was in the hotel. She was listening to the show. And because of my mom, she was introduced to someone. Mm-hmm. And this is how the connection even started. So I just want to shout out my mom for always, always, always being my biggest supporter, always making sure that she tells everybody about my sister circle, everybody about her daughter. And I'm just I'm blessed to have a mother that supports every endeavor. I'm talking about anything that I touch. Yeah. It could be this ink pen.
Mm-hmm.
And she's going to support it. And so I appreciate that.
It's awesome.
All right. Aww.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, our special guest from new TV show Queens and guest of our free virtual Facebook event, go to event page of producer Serenity Candace. This is actress Tasha Cash.
So we're gonna play something for you, but the flyer that you just seen, can you put that back up? That is from our the talent producer, Serenity Candace. And I want you guys to go to that page and to that event, and I want you guys to click going, because that's going to be a women empowerment event for October 19th. And that is going to be an incredible online event. So I want you guys to make sure that you go and click on that. We're going to show this flyer again before the show ends, but I definitely wanted to shout out Serenity Candace for even making this connection possible. I appreciate you. This is amazing connection, and awesome. I appreciate you allowing us to be your partner in this event. That is that I'm amazed by that, and I appreciate you so much.
Yes.
All right. So
what about the guy over there on the grill in the blue shirt?
That's my cousin TJ. Stay away from him. He had a girl. She tough. She's gonna throw these hands.
You said enough. I don't want no drama. So
okay.
What about the cutie over there by those drinks over there?
That's my cousin, Vincent. He's married, 2 kids.
Girls, everybody here your cousin? All I want to know is already single. Okay? Because, you know, your girl, she need a man, so stop playing. You playing. What?
Oh, don't act. Oh, you choosing.
No, what? Right? Really? You play too much. Okay, correct. It's the guy over there by the house, staring over here looking at us. Is he single?
That's the herb.
Girl, barbecue, babies. Barbecue, babies. Barbecue, babies. I'll be back, girl. Girl, I can't wait to get this baby up out of me so I can start drinking some wine again. I'm going to be a wine freak. Do you hear me?
How are you breastfeeding?
No, excuse me? Are you for real?
You know your baby's going to want to breastfeed a good 5-10 years.
5-10 years? Girl, ain't nobody got time for that. Are you... You play too much. No, you play. Okay. Oh, my God. Is something happening to Jimmy?
I'm sorry to say Jimmy was found murdered in his home today, ma'am.
What?
Yes, ma'am.
Were you too close?
Yes, we were very close. Have you talked to Wayne?
Who's Wayne?
That's his boyfriend. Oh, my gosh.
When was the last time you saw Wayne here?
About 2 weeks ago.
Is there anything else that you can share with us? Any enemies? Anything? All right, look, nothing is too small.
I mean, it was a guy, another guy he was messing around with. He lived over there in that building.
In fact, if you could think of anything else that could help us out, give us a call, okay?
All right.
Hi. Hey, can I carry your books? carry my books? What are we in, junior high?
I'm just old-fashioned that way. So you signed to be a nurse?
I am.
I'm thinking about getting into the medical field myself.
Really?
Yeah.
He called the house five times, and then Lewis got mad because he's like, why do he have a house number? And da da da, you know.
And they really blow up. They get in an argument.
Yeah.
Linnell.
Yes?
Why is Joseph calling the house?
I don't know why.
Why is he calling the house?
I don't know why he's calling the house. I can't control what he do. I'll tell him to stop calling the house.
Yeah, tell him to stop calling him.
I will.
Did you even disconnect the phone like you said you would?
Give me my...
Woo. Okay.
That's girl, exciting.
So exciting and awesome.
So, you know, I had to make sure that we put up all the things that she's done, and because I wanted you guys to be introduced to who she is if you have not already from us promoting her all week. But you know, it's always important to me to make sure that, you know, her accolades and things that she has accomplished and already, you know. Okay, from you know, at the beginning, you know, you think she's an up and coming, but no, she's not. She's already
a full blown actress.
She's already who she is. Okay, everything is already it's been manifested already. So that excites me. So I was like, okay, I gotta make sure that we play this reel. I gotta make sure.
I feel like I'm gonna catapult out of this seat.
I was stuck, and you know, just looking at her. Is it time to bring her on? Is it 7:30? How are you?
Y'all had to come with the introduction.
Now listen, Tasha Cash.
About to have me over here.
How are you? That's okay. The beautiful Tasha Cash. So how exciting is that? How are you?
Gosh, I'm good. I hope I'm not freezing up on y'all.
Huh?
Look like that. Am I freezing you?
It's just a tad bit. But we gonna keep going. No, you keep talking.
That's okay.
You keep talking. So I want to introduce you to all my hosts real quick, I'm not gonna move too fast because we want to actually be excited about this moment, but we want it to be a moment. So,
yes,
I have to my right that's in studio with me. This is O.
Hi.
And virtually, who you see is Miss Nee.
Hello.
So we are super excited that you are here with us. Thank you so much for being our guest today.
I'm excited that I am here. Thank you for having me. Like, seriously, this is such an honor. Thank you so much.
Wow. This is so amazing. So I really want to put up this picture that I sent to our producer because this picture is absolutely gorgeous. And listen, I went through a whole bunch of pictures. And you see the picture that I put on the flyer because I'm like, oh, that's how cold. That dress. Oh, my goodness. So, but then, you know, as I went through the other pictures, I was like, oh, my gosh.
I saw one in a yellow dress and I was going to be like, let me ask her, can I borrow that?
Shout out to my friend.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, thank y'all.
So absolutely sweet. Beautiful.
Beautiful woman.
Beautiful. So,
thank you.
I am just so excited to be able to allow you to tell us about you. So
yes.
I want you to give us a quick, tell us about you, and then we're going to ask you a few questions.
Okay, so like you know, I'm an actress here in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. I've been acting for a long time. I'm passionate about acting. I'm a poet as well. I write. That's just pretty much. I'm a mother of two. I have a son and a daughter. Hey, y'all, I know y'all watching. And I'm passionate about everything that I touch.
Wow. So how long have you been? I'm going to ask you a question, and then I actually want Miss Nee, she got some stuff that she wants to read off that we actually, you know about you, far as some things that you did in your acting career. How long have you been acting? How long have you been acting? How long have you been writing?
Yes, so I've been acting over 10 years. At least, look, I don't want to tell my age. I'm going to go at least, you know, 15.
When you say 20. I don't want to tell my age, whatever, when you say
whatever
that,
the age is, it looks
you
good.
Absolutely gorgeous for whatever the age is.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you.
You know, Nee is actually a poet, and Nee lives in Atlanta.
Right, that's why I was like, hey, okay. Girl, are you in Atlanta?
She is.
Yes,
she lives
I
in
am.
Atlanta. she does spoken word. She's all into that. So, oh, that's exciting. That's exciting. So, Nick, our audience can hear the different things that Tasha Cash has been in.
Oh yeah, the Mark Queens, which is your new ones that's coming up, right? Then you got In Broad Daylight, ATL Homicide, Games People Play, The Leap, Fatal Attraction, 4 minutes. Yes. I'm like, okay, girl, you've been in.
Right.
I looked at your reels and it's like, girl, when they was showing them, I'm all like this. This high, aww. I'm looking at the screen when they showing them. I'm all in. So that's yeah, so like sweet. She is not new to this. She's been on. How was it working on Queens? Or can you discuss that?
I can. It was amazing. I mean, can we say?
Oh, that's okay. You repeat that comment. Can you repeat that comment?
Star-studded cast. That part.
Right.
It went out just a little bit once you start talking about Queens.
Oh, okay. Yes. So it's star-studded cast. Oh my gosh, we got Brandy, we got Eve, we got Naturi Naughton, Nadine Velasquez. I mean. Wow. I was just like in awe when I found out I was going to be working with these ladies, and it was just amazing. My scene was with Eve, and she is a queen in real life. She's such a beautiful person. We talk on set. She's like my best friend in my head.
Wow. So, now that's dope. We're going to actually play your promo really quick because before we play it though, so the Queens Project is actually coming out October 19th, correct? Tuesday, October 19th. And then also you even are coming in Games People Play October 19th as well.
Yes. That's isn't premieres. That a blessing?
Oh, two. No.
In one day.
Games in one day. Do y'all hear this?
In one day.
So, I mean, the fact that everything that you have, these fruits are manifesting, how do you feel that you see the manifestations of 10 years worth of work?
Whew, how do I feel? I feel full. And I'm a crybaby, so I don't want to cry. But it's just, it's truly a blessing. Like, a lot of people don't know what I've been through to pursue this career. And, you know, the little negative remarks you hear from people and things like that. But I'm telling you, it's a blessing. Definitely a blessing.
Wow. So you're also going to be a guest on our virtual event that Serenity Candace actually put together, the online event, once the Queen show actually come on, right?
Yes. Shout out to the producer, Serenity Candace, for making that happen. We're going to have a party next Tuesday for Queens. So everybody, you know, y'all have your little parties. Make sure y'all do that for the show when it come out.
Because this is actually a platform of women that empowerment, that empower other women. So the women empowerment. Mm-hmm. And you know what, Tasha? That's what we are about here in my sister circle. That's what we are about, uplifting and women empowerment. So when Serenity brought this on and said, hey, can you, you know, you want to be this partner in this event, you know, of course, we would actually go into saying yes to this because women empowerment is all what we're here in my sister circle about. And I don't know if you was able to see before, but we always highlight a sister of the week. So I'm excited about that event as well. So do you have a platform where outside of your acting, how are you with women empowerment?
Oh, that's me all day about.
That's okay. So, do me a favor. Repeat that real quick. What's the time?
Okay. Should I take microphone, the earpiece out?
No, it's the Wi-Fi. So it's not your earpiece. Okay. But we're not the enemy defeated. We're not gonna let that.
I say the enemy is alive.
We're not gonna let that stop us. We'll just repeat it. That's okay.
So. Basically, but yes, I'm all for woman empowerment. That's all I do. I support women. You know, my girlfriends, we come together. I do things for them once a year. That's just me all day.
Amazing.
Uplifting other women.
That's amazing, because that's what we love to hear. Mm-hmm. And so I'm going to make sure that we stay in touch, because we're going to have some things that I would love for you to be a part of. We're going to be in Atlanta in the coming months. So we definitely want to get with you. So it's exciting, because I want to make sure that we stay with you the entire time and continue to uplift you, continue to empower you. Because we're going to play your video, your promo video for Queens. We're going to play that last, but I want to make sure my host get something in just to give you some encouraging words.
No, I just feel so honored to be able to meet you, and I look forward to seeing your star climb and seeing you on red carpets, and I'm really excited for you. I love it, and God bless you and all you do.
God bless you too. Thank you. That's so sweet. Thank you. Don't y'all make me cry now.
Girl, you can cry, girl. It's
all right, fine. Right. I'll be the first one.
We'll all be in here crying.
I'm an Aries now. I'm a little.
Go ahead, Nee, before I ask her this last question. Did you have anything to say to her, Nee?
No, I was saying, since you are out here, if you do have any women empowerment events, I'm in Atlanta, let me know. I would definitely come support, show my face, whatever you need, you know what I'm saying, let me know. I'm in Atlanta. And, we follow each other.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yes, so we should, definitely.
Our topic today, Tasha Cash, because I'm going to ask you a quick question about our topic today. Our topic today is recovering after the storm. So tell me what picking up after the storm means to you, or recovering after the storm means to you.
Yeah, so, we all things in life. You just want to make sure whatever you go through, you just don't stay stuck there. Just know there is part of your pain. Whatever you go, just know it's a time and season for everything. My life hasn't been perfect. I've been through things, and I just thank God I don't look like what I've been through. And just keep pushing this, knowing that what God gave you, and remember your goals and dreams, that, whatever's in front of you is just temporary at the time. That's it. It's temporary.
Absolutely.
Temporary. That's the right word.
This has been beyond a pleasure.
Temporary.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
I know that you have a busy schedule, and I know that you have another amazing interview after us. So I want to make sure that we play the most important part of this interview today. And I want to make sure that we promote this amazing new show on ABC, The Queen Show. And we have the honor of introducing Tasha Cash in this amazing clip and this new promo, this promo that we're going to play, this amazing clip, because the beautiful Tasha Cash that has graced us with her presence today is... Listen, she's gracing us with her presence on Tuesday on the Queen's ABC show. So we love you, Tasha. Thank you so much for joining us.
And we're going to go ahead.
Thank you for being on here.
And we're going to go ahead and play your promo.
Oh, okay. Say
shout out to who?
Yes.
Shout out to Leaks and Sons Funeral Home for your support as well. And if you want, and you all can follow me on all social media platforms.
So we're going to actually plug your social. Can you still hear me, Tasha?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, so we're going to plug your, I'm going to plug all your social medias. I don't have your, if you do have Facebook or Snapchat or anything like that, I don't have those. So just inbox them to me so I can put them up on our page. And go ahead and say your Instagram so that they can hear.
Yes, I'm on all social media platforms at Being Tasha Cash.
Oh, perfect. So that's all of them?
Yep.
That's perfect. Okay.
Awesome.
All right. So did you have anything else to say before we played your promo?
No, I just want to say thank you for having me. You all are beautiful, and I just thank you so much. This is an honor. I really do appreciate it. Thank you.
We thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. All right, go ahead, Charlie, and play her amazing promo, please.
They were the hottest band of the 90s, but where are they at now?
Sorry, this is my band.
Oh, snap. Is that... That's you. Baby, she's famous.
Her? Really? What happened?
Oop. Look at me looking at the TV like, Nee talking about some oop.
I'm looking at the TV all close.
Me talking about some, ooh, what happened? What happened?
I'm ready for the show to come out.
Huh? For
What you say, Tasha?
I promise that's not me in real life. I'm not nasty.
Well, you did an amazing job. You did an amazing job. And I honestly, once the games, if I can get a promo video for the games people play as well, I'll actually add that to our page as well, because we are excited about just following your career for the rest of the time that you decide to be in Hollywood. So we, hats off to you. Yes. Thank you so much for gracing us here at My Sister Circle.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You are so welcome. Have a great interview at your next show. Okay.
Thank you.
We'll see you on the big screen for having me. We'll see you on Tuesday. We'll see you Tuesday as well.
Yes, Tuesday.
All right.
Yes.
See you later.
Okay.
Bye.
Oh my gosh.
That was amazing. Aww. How y'all feel?
Like, is she not even like trying? Wow, she's the real sweetest. Why can't they all be like that?
What?
Wait. Do you know what I mean? Just like, just sweet. Hello. Just.
Me this. Talking about why can't they all be like.
Please? Why, Lord?
But you know what? We going to get some that's going to be some hard ones.
And that's okay. I'm going to pray over it. But it's all right.
You know what? That's just the assignment. And we going to get some that's hard, but we going to bring the kindness out of them. Let's just say that.
But I love seeing someone like, you know, that like that's huge. She's not making movies in her backyard with a tripod. She's in Hollywood. And she's just as meek and kind. She'll go far because of that. Yep, I agree. And she's a dope actress. I was watching her stuff. I'm like, she's dope.
Dope and gorgeous.
Absolutely beautiful. I wanted to ask her where she got her eyeshadow from, but I know that's inappropriate. So,
girl, you know what?
You could have asked. She probably would have told me.
I'm like, where, is that NYX? Is
look
that,
at you.
What is that? What kind of primer is that, sis?
Okay.
Neat. I mean, that Oak is for real.
I am dead serious.
Okay, so Tasha Cash, if you heard, please inbox her and tell her.
I want to know what's the skin regimen, because you're glowing and I need to glow.
All right, so we got to go to a quick commercial. You can play a quick commercial. Yep, absolutely.
So what about the guy over there on the grill in the blue shirt?
That's my cousin TJ. Stay away from him. He had a girl. She tough. She's gonna throw these hands.
You said enough. I don't want no drama, so, okay. What about the cutie over there by those drinks over there?
That's my cousin, Vincent. He's married, 2 kids.
Girls, everybody here your cousin? All I want to know is already single, okay? Because, you know, your girl, she need a man, so stop playing. You playing.
What?
Oh, you chose it.
No, really?
You play too much. Okay, correct. It's the guy over there by the house, staring over here looking at us. Is he single?
That's her.
Girl, barbecue babies. I'll be back, girl. Girl, I can't wait to get this baby up out of me so I can start drinking some wine again. I'm gonna be a wine freak. Do you hear me?
Not while you're breastfeeding.
No, excuse me, are you for real?
You know your baby's gonna want to breastfeed a good 5-10 years.
5-10 years? Girl, ain't nobody got time for that. Are you? You play too much. No, you play. Okay.
Oh my God, is something happening to Jimmy?
I'm sorry to say Jimmy was found murdered in his home today, ma'am.
What?
Yes, ma'am.
Were you too close?
Yes, we were very close. Have you talked to Wayne?
Who's Wayne?
That's his boyfriend. Oh my God.
When was the last time you saw Wayne here?
Oh, 2 weeks ago.
Is there anything else that you can share with us? Any enemies? Anything? All right, look, nothing is too small.
I mean, it was a guy, another guy he was messing around with. He lived over there in that building.
In fact, if you could think of anything else that could help us out, give us a call, okay?
All right.
Hi.
Hey, can I carry your books?
Carry my books? What are we in, junior high?
I'm just old-fashioned that way. So you signed to be a nurse?
I am.
I'm thinking about getting into the medical field myself.
Really?
Yeah.
He called the house five times, and then Lewis got mad. He's like, why do he have a house number? Da 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 da, you know.
And they really blow up. They get in an argument.
Yeah.
Linnell.
Yes.
Why is Joseph calling the house?
I don't know why.
Why is he calling the house?
I don't know why he's calling the house. I can't control what he do. I'll tell him to stop calling the house.
Yeah, tell him to stop calling him.
I will.
Did you even disconnect the phone like you said you would?
Give me my.
Welcome back to My Sister Circle. Hey, everybody. You know Charlie is He touched.
So silly.
He touched. He said, 3, 2, 1, you lied. And I'm looking down. But hey, everybody. Welcome back to My Sister Circle. Thank you for joining us again. Thank you for being here with us. Wasn't that interview amazing, ladies?
Awesome.
That was so good. That
Do y'all was so realize? Good. Okay, so we had Dr. Sabrina, who's a world-renowned motivational speaker. Mm-hmm. And then we just had Tasha Cash, who is a world-renowned actress. Here.
Awesome.
Do you guys see what's happening? Yes. But I told everybody this would happen. And not out of cockiness, not out of arrogance or anything, but I told everybody that this is the way that Sister Circle was going to move. I told everybody, if you want to advertise, I said these things. I said
you're
these things in the beginning.
You know, speaking into existence, you're supposed to do that. So you're just doing what you're supposed to do.
I'm doing what I knew that was showed to me. So it's just what it is. And hey, y'all going to have to.
A hand clap.
So what time is it?
Let's see. I think it's 7:45. Yeah.
All right. So
we got time.
So 7:45. Do you guys while we discuss a little bit of the topic, I want to hear a spoken word piece from Nia. I know you weren't prepared, but you know we do things impromptu all the time. So I know you have something somewhere. You can pause us and get up and
Come on, Nia.
You need can
it.
Pause us and get up and go get it. Because I know who you are, and I know that you are ready for anything.
That'll calm me on down.
So me and O are going to talk while you get that together, okay? All right.
Cool. I got something. I'm going to do inspired.
Okay, so you ready then, right?
Yeah. All right.
All right. Well, we ready for you then.
All right. Inspired to inspire, I need this grind to take me higher. So I'm writing engulfed in the fire, praying for the flames to melt the wires, cause I'm tired of just dreaming. Success is always screaming, yelling that we meet, but I'm too anxious to keep my seat. Promises I've yet to see, $35 overdraft and fee, man, I done it again. Sharks on the side when I swim. Crabs me back in the bin. Jealousy is in the eyes of my kin. And you saw you're my friend. But I hear the hiss in your laugh. I was warned by snakes in the past. And I knew you just couldn't last. And I try to be on my best behavior when I'm behaving, when I'm not patient. You better get from around me, baby. Cause I'm just saying, your girl just say stuff. And I ain't trying to hurt no feelings. But I'm just saying, girl, all in the feelings. Adrenaline pumping like I'm Godzilla. I'm spitting out this venom straight for your mental.
Yes. Woo! A hand clap. Now, there's your hand clap, Charlie.
Thank you.
Talent.
Yes. Thank you. So, guys, the only reason I don't want to pick up with the topic because I think it's an important topic. And I don't want to pick it up and then we have to stop abruptly because it hits 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
So, we're not going to end here. We're going to go to 8 o'clock, Mr. Charlie. But we're not going to talk about this topic. Y'all know.
I'm going to leave now. She said, hold on.
I love you, Charlie, but we're going to go to 8 o'clock. So, Nee, do me a favor. I want you to tell us, how was it when you did this new video? How was it?
Man. It was good. Like, I had a lot of fun. Like, we was on top of buildings, you know what I'm saying? We was in the woods, and it was just really fun. Like, I had a really good time. And they say if you can find something to do that don't feel like work, then you will never work another day in your life. And that's really how I've been feeling when it comes to my music, when it comes to, you know, video stuff that I could just be me in. It just feels really comfortable. So I had fun, man. Oh, yeah. And bruh. First of all, I just want to say thank everybody because y'all been going crazy. Like, they've been going crazy. Like, my mind is blown. I love y'all, my babies. Like, it's already at, like, I think, like, 2.5K. Awesome. And we just put it out. And I know, for me, it's kind of like, I'm just so excited that y'all love the video. Mm-hmm. If y'all don't know what it is, it's New Outcast. It's NU. Outcast, spelled OUTCAST, and the video is called Nunu, NU space NU. So yeah, if y'all looking forward to seeing it, go look. It's on YouTube.
And it's an awesome. I looked at it and I said, wait a minute, who filmed MTV? What?
You know,
BET, who filmed this?
It was incredible.
Awesome.
That's actually my favorite song on the album. I told me that when the first album first mm-hmm. came out. But and she was like, really? Because some of the things that said in it, you know, yeah. she was like, what? That's your favorite? Yes, actually, it is. And
brand new with that. No.
Can't play on the network.
Me said no. We both said at the same time. We could have played your verse though, I think.
Play it.
We could have played your verse. We could have played your verse, but if you send it to Charlie and send it to me, if you can find just your verse and send it to me real quick, I can send it to Charlie. So okay. just your verse. Yeah, and we can't play the things that are said in the other parts.
Have we posted the video on my sister circle page? No. Oh,
I'm just me, baby.
You are, I'm and that's me, and baby. I love that about you. And so your verse is more. All right, fine. All right, if you got a clean version, go ahead and send it to me.
Oh yeah, I got the clean version.
Send me the clean.
Well, the video ain't the clean version, so I got the.
I hope you, well, viewers, individually, you guys go look at the video. It's beautifully done, and it looks awesome.
I
wish we could.
There is no, you said there's no clean version for the video?
Nah. But, I mean, am I cussing in my first? Maybe.
He said send the audio. Send the audio and the album cover. Perfect.
Okay, boom. It's on all the music, things if he got one of them, but
I can send it to him then. Send me the album.
Yeah, it's on every time.
That's all I need you to send me. So the amazing thing that I the thing that I loved about the video, I get distracted. The thing that I really loved about the video is when I seen Nee, because one of the parts that I love, Nee, I don't know if you know, is I love the beginning of your verse when it say, hands pressed up my chest, right? So when you did the praying hands, I was just so geeked. I kept playing it over and over and over again. The video was really dope.
That made me feel so good.
I kept playing it over and over again.
It was awesome. You looked like you were having so much fun in it. I watched it twice. I was like, look at her.
That's what's up.
I want to ask you, who came up with the treatment of the video? Who came up with the concept? Was it just you guys collabing and coming up with ideas?
Yeah, we did. We actually, we were having Zoom meetings every week and coming up with just throwing different ideas out there.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm always in the woods anyways. So it was I got to ground myself. I have to ground myself. So,
we'll have to talk about that individually. Grounding. I just started doing that over the summer and it, yes.
Nee, how do I find a clean version of Nunu? Mm-hmm.
Just go to, you got Apple Music or you?
I don't know if he can play it through that. Nope, it's not on YouTube. You will have to play it. That's okay. We going to figure this out for next weekend because we going to love this video.
Y'all go run it up. It's on YouTube. It's on everything. If y'all want to see it, go run it up. We will try to play it, but you know, it ain't clean verse. So.
That's okay. So, all right. So, you know, I don't like pause breaks. That is a pet peeve of mine. So we're not going to do any pause breaks. Mm-hmm. What we're going to actually do is, Nee, you can go since you're online right now, you can put up her video or the link to her video from YouTube.
Yes,
you can
I will.
Just share from YouTube. But what we're going to do is actually we're going to play put up, Charlie, I want you to put up the promo flyer for the event for Serenity, and I'm gonna tell you guys that are just watching or just came on late or anything. So this event right here is a celebration of women that empower women with Tasha Cash. We are the podcast partners here at My Sister Circle. The event host, as you can see, she's absolutely gorgeous as well. Mm-hmm. And then we have our special guest, Tasha Cash. I'm going to say the event host name. I'm going to say Antoinette because I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't want to pronounce the first part of her name wrong. But that's the event host. And then we have our special guest, Tasha Cash. If you go on the free event page, I posted the link in our and on this live video right now. And if you go to that and say going, what we are going to do, so we're going to come up with some ideas, okay, because of what's been going on in my life, mm-hmm, I have not been able to gather the idea that I wanted to do for this event. So if somebody is going, you know how you used to have the power parties and things like that, yeah, when power came on? So I need somebody, okay? I don't care who it is online. I need Bashe. Okay. That's Bashe Antoinette.
Okay.
Antoinette. Okay. So I need somebody to say, Dawana, I will allow you to host at my home a Queen's party for October 19th, because what I wanted to do,
yeah,
is it just wasn't able to happen because of things that's been going. You guys, I had two deaths back to back in my family, yeah, and you know, so a lot of things been going on, just a lot of transitioning. And so I know it looks like I'm like, you know, superwoman right now. I know y'all probably looking like, dang, Dawana was just... Okay, so we may have somewhere where we can host it, but I want to have a backup plan. Uh-huh. So, guys, if you are interested in hosting, in having us over so that My Sister Circle can host this event, what we'll do is we'll have maybe 10 women, okay? Yeah. And then I need you guys to even have your own parties as well. And then log on to the online event for that day, which is Tuesday, October 19th at 8 o'clock. Uh-huh. The event is going to start at 8:15. So what we want you guys to do is we want you guys to be playing queens in the background.
Yeah.
Tasha Cash will be, so you'll go online on the event, and Tasha Cash will be live again on that, along with our event host, Bashe Antoinette. Uh-huh. She'll be hosting that online event, and then you'll have queens in the background playing, and then it'll be like a women empowerment so that we all can be one big party online event.
That's,
I think, that is super cool.
I
was shocked that, mm-hmm, it was even a thing,
yeah,
that, you know, we could all gather like that, and it's not like a Zoom thing. No, it's just an online event, mm-hmm, that everybody gather. And you guys know, here at My Sister Circle, women empowerment is everything.
Yes.
So we are going, mm-hmm, to attend.
Absolutely.
And listen, I want you guys to play this like you play Power. I want you guys to play Queens. First of all, Brandy is in it.
Mm-hmm.
Eve is in it. Nautry is in, mm-hmm, it. And it's one more person.
I forget.
She's new that, yeah, to me. I can't remember, but Queens, okay? Queens, ABC, yeah. And then we have who was our special guest today, so we want to make sure that we going to ride out for Tasha, yeah, Cash.
We want to support her, you know?
Okay, so 8:15 Central Time and 7:15 your time. Oh, okay, so at 7:15, it's going to be at 7:15 our time here on the East Coast,
mm-hmm,
and then 8:15, okay, Central Time. So you guys want to make sure that you guys, women, host your own thing, okay?
Yes.
And honestly, I want everybody to do this because we have to show that we show up,
mm-hmm,
okay?
Mm-hmm.
We show up and we celebrate each other.
Yes.
No matter what.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay? Differences, okay, no matter what. And I was just actually talking to one of my sisters today, and we gonna close out of here.
Mm-hmm.
I was actually talking to one of my sisters today and saying that doesn't matter about the differences that you have amongst each other as sisters. And sometimes, you know, you have to go your separate ways, because everybody isn't going to go with you. But that doesn't change the love that you should have for your sister. That doesn't change that, you know, you should be there for your sister the way that you can,
yeah,
in those seasons that you can be in and be there for them.
Mm-hmm.
So another thing that me and another sister discussed earlier this week is, and I want you guys, ladies, I want you guys to do your homework on this one. Friends, how many friends do you really have?
Okay? That's good.
How many friends, sure, do you really have? And then friends versus sisterhood, what does that look like to you?
Yeah. Because there's a big difference between friends and acquaintances.
Oh.
Huge distinction.
For real.
So, yeah.
And people get that word, they use that word friends so loose, man.
Yeah.
So friends, even friend versus sistership or, mm-hmm, sisterhood.
Mm-hmm.
And then how many friends do you actually have?
Let's take it a step further. Someone give us a definition of what they think sisterhood is.
That's a good one, too.
Let's do, mm-hmm, that.
All right. You guys got anything to say before we close out?
I'm just excited. I don't have anything else to say.
Me?
Right. I missed y'all all three together.
I know.
Together.
I missed you guys too. I really, really, truly missed you guys. And I just want to say real quick, I truly thank each and every one of you for your prayers. Every prayer was felt. I want to thank everybody that showed up. Y'all really did show up. The people that said, y'all showed up. I mean, now from people getting us food, people praying, people sending flowers, people calling, people encouraging, people saying beautiful things on Facebook. I just want to thank you guys. It's a hard time, but we're getting through. And I believe in not staying stagnated in that or you know, still in those times where you sometimes need to move forward. Yeah. And you know, this is a time where we are actually still in grievance. Mm-hmm. You know, we're still grieving, but we have to move forward in some things in life. Yeah. And process it, you know, the way we're going to process it. And I just want to tell everybody, if you're grieving at all, whatever the grieving is, you know, you could be grieving from a friendship. Mm-hmm. You can be grieving from something that, you know, you separated from a job. You can be grieving from your separation from a ministry. Whatever you are grieving mm-hmm. from, process it.
Absolutely.
Fully process it. Because it's the times where you skip over the grievance process. When you don't go through all of those steps in grieving, you will get knocked. The wind will get knocked out of you, number one. And you will be stagnated. And where you are supposed to go, you will be hindered.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So that's it for me.
Absolutely.
So, guys, remember there's no competition in sisterhood. Nia, you have something?
No, I said that's good. We can end on that, girl.
Amen. Like,
cool.
So remember, there's no competition in sisterhood. And always, always remember to fix your sister's crown. Bye.
Bye.
So you think you in love with me, but I'm not the girl of your dreams, cause I've been rocking and dodging the beat of love. Baby, I'm not the one for you. I'm not in your own, cause you know my truth. But I know just what to do for you, cause